Once again, reality television has sunk to a new low with a show called, I think I got this right, I'm Pregnant and So Is My Teen, or My Teen is Pregnant and So Am I. It follows the exploits of mothers and daughters who are both pregnant at the same time. And why the airwaves is wasted with this, I don't know. Reality television is just that. It's you were supposed to sit back and watch things that happen in real life. And do mothers and daughters get pregnant at the same time? I suppose they do. And maybe we need to have a channel titled Trash Reality TV. Anyway, over the years here on my show, I've sat down with some reality TV stars. I don't consider their shows reality TV, to be quite honest with you. I think it's real life TV. And I'll bring back some of those memories to you. Okay, good evening, everyone. If you're a fan of the History Channel like I am, on Monday nights in the United States and Tuesday nights in Canada, I don't know why the dates are different. It's a dopey Canadian thing, I guess. You'll see a show called The Pawn Stars. It's probably one of the better shows on the History Channel. If you appreciate history like I do, and you wonder why, how does a pawn shop have anything to do with history, you'll appreciate my next guest, Rick Harrison from The Pawn Stars. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon.
You know, some of the things I've heard about your show, and by the way, I am a big fan, why a show about a pawn shop on the History Channel? Well, obviously, those that ask that question don't watch the show.
That's right. Yeah, I'm a different kind of pawn shop to begin with. I take a lot of antiques in my store. It's one of my main parts of my business. And we talk about antiques and the history behind them.
Well, it's You Can Run, But You Can't Hide by HarperCollins. Dwayne Dog Chapman is the author. He's the world's greatest bounty hunter. He's been on the show before, and it's great to have him back. Dog, how are you?
Good, my brother. How are you? Thank you for having me back, by the way.
I'm doing... Okay, welcome back. If you have been living under a rock, you'll still know that Mike Wolff is one of the creators and stars of American Pickers on the History Channel. If you haven't been living under a rock, then you know that the American Pickers is one of the most popular shows on cable TV. We love it up here in Canada. And Mike is has a new book called Kid Pickers, How to Turn Junk into Treasure, and it's a big thrill to have Mike on the phone with me. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing very well. I just got home last night. I was on the road for 3 weeks, so you know, when I come home, it just reminds me of everything I work hard for. You know, my wife is here, my daughter's here, and it just, you know, it's, there's no place like home.
Yeah, but 3 weeks on the road with Frankie Fritz, that must be a story in itself, isn't it?
That's a little bit difficult, you know.
And those are three guys that I enjoy watching their programs. Hey, there's a market for the other shows, too, the Honey Boo Boos and... My kid's pregnant, and so am I, and whatever else the toddlers and tiaras, which is child exploitation at its worst. I guess to each their own what they want to watch, but those are three of my favorite shows, and hopefully they're yours too. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.